This is 7AD, righto. So we have a lunar eclipse happening tonight. To tell us more, Dr. Martin George, who's the principal astronomer at the planetarium at the Hive at Ulverston. Hello, Martin.
Hi, Darren. Good to speak with you.
Very exciting for people like yourself who like to study the night sky.
Oh, it is. I love these events, and they capture the attention of the public too. Lunar eclipses, total lunar eclipses, are often called blood moons.
Yeah.
You might have heard that term used before. And that's because when the moon goes into the Earth's shadow, some light still passes through the Earth's atmosphere onto the moon, and the red light, the red part of the spectrum of the sunlight, gets through more easily than the other parts of the spectrum. So it's sort of biased toward the red. And sometimes the moon can appear quite a dark coppery red colour.
Hmm.
But in general, these events are caused by the moon moving around the Earth and moving into the Earth's shadow occasionally, that sort of stretches out behind the Earth in the opposite direction to the sun, and they're very popular things to watch.
And photograph too.
Yes, they are. It's not too difficult to take photos of it, actually. Although, if people have a camera that is totally automatic and tries to average the exposure and things like that, it might not turn out as well as people think, and you might need to use some manual adjustments to change the exposure on it. But also, it's quite safe to watch.
Yeah.
You might have heard that eclipses are dangerous to watch, but that's only eclipses of the sun.
Yeah.
Because in most of those, part of the sun's still visible and it can damage the eyes very badly. But eclipses of the moon that occur at night, quite safe to watch, and quite frankly, the very best views tend to be with binoculars. So it's a great thing for people to watch.
And Tasmania, a great spot to view the night sky too.
It's a good spot for viewing the night sky. For us, the moon's pretty low during the early parts of this eclipse. So farther east in places like New Zealand and the Pacific and so on, the moon will be higher in the sky. So basically what's happening is that the eclipse begins at about the time of moonrise, which is actually about the time of sunset. So the moon won't be clearly visible for a little while, but by about 8:30, people will be able to look over to the eastern sky and they'll notice that it looks like a chunk will have been taken out of the moon, like a bite out of a biscuit.
Yeah.
And that will be because the moon's gradually moving into the shadow of the Earth. And by 9:16 tonight, the moon will be completely within the shadow. And that's when you'll have that blood moon period, although you'll see a bit of that red colour just before it finally goes in. And it lasts for nearly an hour and a half, so there's plenty of time to watch that red disc, that dull coppery red disc, up till 10:42. And at that stage, the moon starts to come out of the shadow, and just before midnight, the moon will look completely normal again. So it's going to be really great if the weather holds.
Well, the forecast is mostly fine, partly cloudy. So hopefully that partly is very partly.
Indeed, yes. I'm hoping that as well. Of course, we do need clear skies to see the moon. If we have a completely cloudy night, let's just hope we don't, there'll be nothing on show. But I'm fairly optimistic at the moment.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay. Now, you're actually setting up a telescope
right on the banks of the Leven, on the western side of the Leven, at a place called Legion Park. And it's down at the end of Maud Street, where Maud Street turns around into the Esplanade.
Yeah.
Here in Ulverston. And I'll have a telescope there. A telescope's not essential to look at the eclipse, but it'll give people a sort of a different view. And I'll be there together with some volunteers from our planetarium here at Hive to explain what's going on and to explain to people, hopefully there'll be families along as well, what's causing the eclipse and why the moon's red and so on. So hopefully we'll get a lot of interest. So that's at Legion Park. On the west bank of the Leven River here in Ulverston, and we'll be there from about 8:30. If people would like to come along during the evening, there'll be plenty of opportunity. Hopefully we'll have a clear sky, but if we don't, some gaps in the clouds should give a good view.
Perfect. All right, and how are things going generally at the planetarium there at Ulverston?
Really, really well here. We run the Ulverston Planetarium here at Hive, which is a complex which also has an art gallery, a museum, a science centre, and the Ulverston Visitor Centre. And we're getting lots and lots of schools in, especially as the year draws to a close. It's really great. We're getting heaps of bookings. We're becoming more and more well-known for our astronomy here at Hive. Over these next few weeks, we've got lots of schools coming in from all around the region. So they're delighted to come and have a look at the planetarium, see the shows we have to offer, talk about the night sky so they can find out where to find the planets and the constellations and so on. And the teachers are very, very happy with all of these school visits. We're also getting lots of public visits along as well. And people in the region are learning about their night sky, and they're coming from all over Tasmania, and we have a lot of interstate visitors as well. So, we're really pleased with the response we're getting here, not just for the planetarium, but for Hive in general.
Fantastic. All right, thanks for having a yarn and explaining all that. So Martin will be Legion Park, Ulverston tonight with Telescope, and he'll be there from 8 o'clock tonight if you want to go and have a listen, and Martin will explain everything to you, and you can have a look at that lunar eclipse tonight. Thanks a lot, Martin.
Thanks, Darren. Great to speak with you. Bye for now.